This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Ada Dorch. Ada is the Director of Development and Advocacy for Impact Northwest. And also with us is Kristen Lincoln, Principal Broker for Living Room Realty. Hey ladies, welcome to Let's Talk Portland and happy holidays.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Kristen, for the last few years, you and I get to talk about the great coat drive that you and your colleagues at Living Room Realty put on every year to benefit Impact Northwest. And I want to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about Impact Northwest. Ada, tell us about Impact Northwest.
Definitely. Thank you for asking. So Impact Northwest is the largest organization in the region dedicated to preventing homelessness. We've been around for almost 60 years, really embedded into the community. So you probably see us in hospitals, you see our staff in schools, you see us at community centers, and we are there and show up every single day to help prevent homelessness for about 27,000 people each year. And that looks like different things for different households. But the main thing is just to help them with basic needs so that they stay housed and they don't end up on the streets.
That's got to be a challenge, to say the very least.
Yeah, for sure.
What's it like this time of year when it's kind of cold and not so great outside all the time?
Yeah, it's difficult in the Portland area. We have cold, wet winters. And this is a time where people are strapped for money and, you know, how to, you know, with inflation and everything going on in the community around rising prices, that basic needs oftentimes become really unattainable for families. And so people forego basic needs in order to pay for other things, other essentials in their life, like housing and, you know, gas to get to their job and those kinds of things. And so what is really important about this coat drive and the benefit of this for the community that we serve is that during this time where it's a season of giving and happiness, but also some challenges and, trials in people's lives, that we can really help them with something very basic, such as a coat to stay warm in this, you know, this weather that we're seeing.
Tell me about some of the programs you offer at Impact Northwest.
Sure. Yeah, we do so much work across all ages and for all families. And so a lot of that looks like rental assistance and energy assistance, transportation support so people can get to medical appointments or grocery stores, basic needs like housing items or clothing to stay warm in the winters. But then we also provide what we call upstream supports. And that is something that helps families strengthen beyond crisis mode and helps them thrive in their lives. And so that looks like after school enrichment programming, job readiness, connection to jobs that pay a living wage, So it's kind of this combination of stabilizing services to keep people housed and that upstream support so people can thrive.
Yeah, that's got to be maybe one of the biggest challenges, right, is getting out of crisis mode, because that's just everyday life.
Yes, indeed. It's a challenge for anyone. You know, everyone has experienced some sort of crisis and trauma in their lives. And so to move beyond that and really have someone at Impact Northwest that can walk alongside them during those challenges, that they can become a little bit more stable in their lives and work towards these bigger goals, that is what we do. And that's really what makes Impact Northwest staff and our approach really special in the community, is saying, like, we will be there for you and we will walk through this challenge with you so that you can move on to these bigger goals in life, like a cool job or, you know, after school enrichment or access to a college education. And think beyond the more immediate crisis for these bigger ideals that you want to achieve in life.
If someone is in need of help, how do they connect with Impact Northwest?
Yeah, good question. So there's a lot of ins to the social service kind of network or system in the Portland area. The main one for housing services is calling 211. So that is the Coordinated Access for Housing Services. And once a person calls 211, they're connected to the organization that can provide those services. So Impact Northwest oftentimes receives referrals through that number. But there's also walk-ins to our locations. There's also word of mouth and different other social service agencies that we've partnered with over the last six decades that know that we're a resource for families. And so, yeah, there's a lot of ins. Those are the main ones.
Yeah. Well, how do you do outreach to area schools?
We are co-located in a lot of schools, so about nine schools in Southeast and Southwest Portland. It's part of this Multnomah County program called Schools Uniting Neighborhoods. And so Impact Northwest was the first to pilot this with Multnomah County. And so we are based in those schools, and we're there. Our staff are there as a resource to families that need support beyond just the everyday, going to your third grade class. We're there to say, like, hey, what else do you need? What else does your family need? And be able to support the more holistic approach to what a family needs. So that's anything from energy assistance to codes to access to other academic supports that a family or a kid student might need.
We're talking today with Ada Dorch, Director of Development and Advocacy for Impact Northwest. And also with us is Kristen Lincoln with Living Room Realty. Now, Kristen, every year you guys team up with Impact Northwest to do a coat drive. Tell me about it.
We are so thrilled to be able to support the amazing work that Impact Northwest is doing. I think just the power of collective giving is really demonstrated here, where, you know, I kind of used to, back in the day, sort of spearhead my own mini coat drive. I'd have a holiday party and invite my friends, and they would bring a coat, and I would drop off, 10, 15 coats at Impact Northwest. And then when I brought the idea to my company, which is, we're B Corp, we're very philanthropic minded, and everybody really embraced it. And all of a sudden we're, working as a team and getting some press, and then we're bringing Impact Northwest 200, 300 coats, 350 wow. coats a year. So, we've been excited to be able to use the power of community to help them do their work and achieve what they're achieving.
So how many coats do you expect to get this year?
As many as possible. Ada, how many coats do you need? How many coats do you need? You tell us.
Our goal this year end is to serve 600 people. So okay. That would be amazing.
Wow.
All right.
That's doable.
There you have it, Gary. It's 600.
So if somebody wants to and has a coat to donate, how do they do that?
You can donate directly to our office. You can certainly take a donation straight to any of the Impact Northwest locations. But if you want to make it easy on yourself, because we're going to do one big drop for them, you can bring it to the Southeast office of Living Room Realty, and that's at the corner of 10th and Stark, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call me, and I'll come pick it up from you. You want to donate, you're a Target, they're having a sale, you grab an extra couple coats for your cart for some kids in need, you can call me, Kristen Lincoln. You can Google me. I don't think anyone's going to maybe remember my phone number if I say it right now, but you can, or call the Living Room office, and I would be happy to even come and pick up your donation from you. We just want to make sure we're getting coats on kids and adults.
That is, you make a really good point. When people are out shopping, this is a great time of year to get some good sales too. You know, throw an extra coat in the basket.
Yeah, just when you're out. I mean, I don't know if it's a faux pas to name retail names on your show,
sure.
But honestly, Costco has name brand coats at great prices. So you're making your Costco run, just swing by that coat aisle and grab a couple puffy coats. That's going to help keep somebody really warm. And it'll probably add extra $50 or $60 to your bill. But it's going to take a huge relief off someone else sending their kid out the door with the protection they need.
And we do want to make it pretty clear that you're accepting new coats. Is that correct?
Brand new, yeah. So we want to bodies and give kids and adults the protection they need. And we also want to, you know, lift their hearts and minds. I know that a lot of people feel unseen by their community. Like Ada said, you know, people in crisis it's just demoralizing. And we want to not just, we want to gift people their own new coat. And certainly if you have an old coat you're not using anymore that's in good shape, you should definitely donate that so it gets to use. But this program is new coats gifted to people in our community who need it and letting them know that we care.
What kind of coats are you looking for? Brand new coats, but for like what size? For whom? Is it kids? Is it
all sizes?
Okay.
Yeah, all sizes. So definitely kids, of course. Parents, you know, who have young kids are, you know, it's always a race to keep them clothed as they're growing. And, you know, the coat from last year just definitely doesn't fit this year. When I was doing my drop off last year, I had a really nice chat with the lady who was helping me unload the van. And she was talking about the power of getting kids outside to play and just all the science about kids getting outside to play. And she was saying as these, you know, days get colder, empowering kids to be able to be outside to play longer is just an impact that I hadn't even thought about. You know, I was thinking about kids going to and from school. So kids all ages, from infant to high school age kids, definitely grownups. You know, if you have been, you know, unhoused and you're transitioning into, you know, being housed and Impact Northwest is helping you, you probably don't have a collection of coats or towels or other things that they're also helping with. But, you know, if you're a grown up and you're also out in the world, going to a job interview or going back to school or just, you know, taking the bus to your own place of work, definitely need that warmth and protection. And seniors also. Impact Northwest does a lot of work with seniors and, you know, homebound seniors or seniors who don't get out much might not even leave their house to go to the store to get things they need if they don't have a proper coat on these cold days. You know, anything, all ages, all sizes, from little to big.
Well, talk about
raincoats. Really good.
Yeah, that, of course, for Portland.
Yeah, for kids. Yeah.
Well, talk about
especially
too,
for kids.
This is also the self-esteem boost that a new coat can bring.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine myself how I might feel different getting somebody's you know, used coat, I would probably feel grateful for that. But I might feel a little bit more loved on if somebody out in the community went to the store and bought me my own coat. I'm going to put my own hole in it. You know, I just think that it's a different level of care and respect.
Yeah.
Than, you know, giving somebody, well, I guess I don't want this anymore, so you can have it, versus I went and took a deliberate action and bought you this gift.
Yeah.
Because your community cares about you. I think it's just a little bit different feeling. And Ada, I don't know if you want to speak into, you know, you guys are the ones who get to interact with your clients, you know, the difference.
Yeah, I love that. I like how you phrase that. And I would say the same thing. It's really about restoring dignity and care and compassion to people that are our neighbors that live, you know, in our area, and to show our community, especially during this time of giving and this season of giving, that we care about them, we respect them, we want to offer things that are nice and new, and restore that sense of dignity for people that they might be missing during this time, especially.
Ada, talk a little bit about what you've seen and how that's changed people when they feel like somebody's actually thinking of them and being thoughtful around them, helping to give them dignity. What's that impact?
Yeah, for sure. I think we see it a lot. You know, we try to share the stories of impact and what we do on our website. And so there's definitely some videos up there of people that we've worked with, that can say it in their own words, probably better than I can say it for them. But I think, you know, what really comes across is in through all of those stories and the people that we work with is that they feel that Impact Northwest is there for them, that they show up for them and they help them and how they want to be helped. And so it's not that Impact Northwest or other nonprofits are swooping in and doing something that someone doesn't want. We really try to figure out what is it that this person needs in their life? How can we help them through this? And how can they be a participant in, you know, really helping themselves as well and doing it as a team? And that's part of this coat drive as well. It's saying, hey, we know we've heard that you need coats and you need clothing during this time of year, and we're going to show up and provide that for you in the best way that we can. And that's going to be something new, and it's going to be something nice and something that you're going to be happy and proud and warm to wear. So we do our best to really meet people where they're at and help them how they want to be helped.
This partnership between Living Room Realty and Impact Northwest has been going on for a few years now. So what does it mean, Ada, to have Impact Northwest be affected by this coat drive? This is such a good thing. Tell me about it.
It is. It's so great. And we are just really, you know, it's just such a heartwarming and endearing feeling of a community of support, that there's all of these companies and people out there that really want to do something during this time. I think oftentimes people are wondering, what can I do? And Living Room Realty has really offered an opportunity for the broader community to get involved and to help our neighbors. And that's something that is really hopeful for Impact Northwest and all of us and our staff here, is to see that we're not in it alone and trying to solve our community's biggest crises. We're really in partnership with all of these people and all of these companies, and especially Living Room Realty, to figure it out together and to just come together and help people.
A little earlier, we predicted, you said that Impact Northwest was hoping to get 600 to serve 600 people this season, and 600 coats would be awesome. So once you get all these 600 coats, how do you get them out to the community?
Yeah, that would be amazing. So we have a location on the 102nd and Burnside, and that's the front door of our housing services. And so our staff are ready to accept these coats. And during our home visits to all of the households that we serve during this time of year, we'll distribute them to all of the people that need them. So we'll make it as seamless and easy as possible, but our staff ready there to do that hard work and to bring joy to people with coats.
Are there some volunteer opportunities with Impact Northwest?
There are. I think, you know, this coat drive is awesome. That is a type of volunteering, is getting involved in making a donation in a way that works for each person. We also have other volunteer opportunities listed on our website, impactnw.org. And those are, you know, examples of those volunteer opportunities are building things like what we call impact kits with essential items, or working with kids in our school-based services.
Excellent. Tell me about how Impact Northwest is funded as well.
Sure, yeah. So Impact Northwest is funded through a variety of funding services. You know, we have a diversified funding plan, and so we are highly funded by government contracts. And so we partner with government agencies to provide the services that the government cannot provide. And so that an example of that is our school-based programming, you know, some of our rapid rehousing, permanent supportive housing services. And then beyond that, we really rely on the generosity of the public. So we really look towards individuals during this time of year to make their contributions to the organization. A lot of, you know, companies make their contributions through event sponsorships and things that work for them. And so we really look at kind of all sources and all opportunities in the community for people who want to prevent homelessness to be able to give to our organization. So definitely during this time of year, we're looking for support beyond coats. So if people are interested in making a donation, that's on our website as well.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Ada Dortch, Director of Development and Advocacy for Impact Northwest, and Kristen Lincoln with Living Room Realty. Kristen, how did you guys choose Impact Northwest to help out? Why did you choose them?
The work that they do at Impact Northwest is so holistic. And like Ada said earlier, working upstream to help keep people in their homes, to help get them out of crisis mode and into growth mode. Can't be in growth mode when you're in survival mode. And certainly as folks who earn a living connecting others with home, anything that we can do in our community to help promote keeping people housed is really important to us. And it does seem like a stretch to say, how does giving a coat, donating a coat or two or 600, hopefully that's our goal this year now, how does it help prevent someone losing their home? And it's just the aggregate of all the small things that make a difference in someone's life. And if you think about like the big picture of how can I, Kristen Lincoln, keep a family I don't even know from losing their home? Well, I can't alone, for one. So we partner with someone or a company or an organization like Impact Northwest who knows what to do. And then we ask them, what do you need from us? What can we do that's within our means and tangible for us? And so for us, that's the coat drive.
And you started this coat drive how many years ago?
Oh my gosh. Well, before I brought it to Living Room, I was just, like I said, I was doing it myself, my own living room holiday party. But Living Room has been working with Impact Northwest for the last, 11 years.
Yeah. That's so awesome. We've got a couple minutes left, Kristen. Tell me all about the coat drive, how we can help out and where we can take coats and what you're looking for.
Yes. So this is all ages coat drive, infant to senior, all sizes, raincoats, puffy coats, midweight coats, any kind of coat. Impact Northwest has told us coats with hoods is a great idea when you're purchasing for kids, especially. So a coat with a hood. You can take your donation to the Southeast office of Living Room Realty, located on the corner of 10th and Stark. That office is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. You can also Google Kristen Lincoln. Look at KristenLincoln.com, and it has all my information. You can call me and someone, you know, if you're struggling to get your donation over to the office, you know, we're happy to work with you to pick something up, anything it takes to get these coats out on bodies. And we're taking donations until the end of the day on Monday, December 16th, so that we can get things over to Impact Northwest for them to distribute prior to school break.
Kristen, you are such a giver. Why are you such a giver?
Feels good, man.
Yeah. That's
maybe I'm selfish. It just feels so great.
It's kind of all you need to say. It just feels good. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, this has been a great conversation. I want to get an update on how many coats you collect. This is important stuff.
Yeah, it is. And everybody out there listening, we need your help. And if you can only do one coat, like, we got to get to 600 now.
The pressure's up.
You know, if 100 people listening to this say, well, I can only do one, that would still be 100 coats.
Yeah.
So we really hope that the community joins us in getting these, you know, these coats out.
Excellent. This has been a great conversation. Thank you both for the work that you do. This is just great.
Well, we really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and be on your show. And, you know, thank you for all the work that you do.
Yeah, of course. We've been talking today with Ada Dorch, Director of Development and Advocacy for Impact Northwest, and Kristen Lincoln with Living Room Realty. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.